Hello, 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 and thanks so much for joining me today on our Collaboration Station podcast. Oh my goodness, you all, that sounds so weird to say, considering that it's been well over 6 months since I have published an episode on this podcast, but it is all good. I have had so many life changes, and they have been all great, and I'm looking forward to sharing those with you all, but it has been a wild ride, literally a wild ride. My last podcast episode that I published was on May 28th, 2022, and that was actually my birthday, and it was an amazing podcast, which I will link down in the show notes. I'll put the link in the show notes. It was an interview that I did with the host of Finding the Oasis Within podcast. Her name is Tamara Kehlani, and oh my goodness, it was absolutely amazing. She is such an amazing soul. Like, that is the way that I describe her. She is extremely connected to the elements of the earth. She's extremely connected to, you know, our God, and I love that about her. And we have developed an amazing bond through, you know, communication over text, audio message, and just, you know, through podcasting. And so I look forward to what God has in store for the both of us. But I'm saying all this to say that episode, you all, was amazing. 10 out of 10, hands down. It's one of my top 5 most listened to episodes on my podcast. And I just love really just digging deep and having her answer questions, very deep, personal, heartfelt questions about herself as I interviewed her. And so that was really energy filled. I really felt that, right? So a couple of weeks later, and my time frames may be slightly off, but I ended up having an interview with her, and the episode for that interview published on her podcast and also her YouTube channel. And this is where the roles were reversed. I was in the hot seat and she interviewed me. And for those of you who have not heard that episode yet, I definitely encourage you to go back and listen to it, because I had the opportunity to really purge out some childhood thoughts, some childhood memories, talk about the highlights in my life, talk about the low lights in my life, right? And so I really had the opportunity, like, she really answered or asked me questions that were deep, and it really took me back to a space of, you know, greatness. And it was very therapeutic, I have to say that. It was extremely therapeutic, and I just really enjoyed talking to her and connecting with her on her podcast. And so, you know, Tamara, if you're listening, I appreciate you. I look forward to 2023 and what it has in store for you and I and the both of us collectively. But all that said, having those two very energetic and spirit-filled interviews back to back like that, it drained me in a positive way from sharing my thoughts and personal feelings here on this podcast. Now, I did keep my Listen and Learn podcast active because it's important for my kiddos across the globe to be able to connect with me, and me to connect with them, and me to guide them in their little areas of life that they need help in. But I was so supercharged, like my battery, my spiritual battery was full. It was full after talking to her. And that was great because it allowed me the opportunity to really expand where I was with my family, with my business, Many of you may not know, but I got married over the summer, and that was an awesome experience as well. And so all of that energy that I built between speaking with Tamara and then interviewing her, having her interview me, really pondering on what I shared on her podcast and pondering on what she shared on my podcast, really, really kept me elevated to the next level. And I'm so thankful for that. I really am. And so with that, I was like, I need to really let this marinate. Okay. I had to let it all marinate. And that is exactly what I did. But I appreciate you all, for those of you who have been waiting patiently for me to restart recording these podcast episodes for you here on our collaboration station. I appreciate you all just being patient with me. I appreciate you all checking on me. That's really important as well. And I'm so thankful for you all. I'm thankful to be able to be behind the mic and share with you all my experience over the past 6.5 months or so, where I have been, what I've been up to, what my new life is looking like with my extended family, just so many different dynamics, and just talk to you all about how I have grown as a woman, being in this new space that I am in, and then also share the amazingness of what's in store for my businesses to come. So I hope you all have had a wonderful new year. Happy new year to each and every one of you. We are going to have an amazing time this year. I just want to encourage you all to continue to be great, to continue to express your feelings, your thoughts, whether it's through words, through writings, right? Whether it's speaking out, asking for help if you need help, you all. Another thing I want to talk about is suicide, and I'm going to try my best to reconnect with Paula Fontanelli. She is actually one of the first people that I interviewed on this podcast, and I just want to get her thoughts and just speak with her, because she is a suicide specialist. She's a therapist, and suicide is her specialty. So she talks specifically about things surrounding that topic. The reason why I want to do that is because, you know, the most recent incident, unfortunate incident with Twitch, with Stephen Boss, I still can't shake it, you all. I cannot shake it. He, on the surface, you know, to us on social media, he was amazing. And in my eyes, he's still amazing, you know. But it's hard for me. It's hard for me to shake what happened to him, especially being that he was so lively in front of the camera. He was so lively for us, but the pain that he was experiencing and the pain that he was, you know, bearing, the weight that he was bearing, became too much for him. So I want to encourage you all, you know, as we continue to celebrate his life, I want to encourage you all to continue to talk to people. And don't let this life weigh you down. You know, I've been there where I let it weigh me down, or I let people weigh me down. But, you know, we have choices. And so, like I said, I want to do my best to connect with her. That'll be one major interview that we have. If I could connect with her, if I can't, then I'm definitely going to find another specialist to connect with, so that we can have insight and talk about these things. And additionally, I have some other people in line to interview. I want to interview some of my past friends from my podcast group. You'll hear more about me, and then I'll talk to you about all the excitement that we have going on over the upcoming weeks and months. Okay, so thank you all. You're amazing. I'm so glad to be here back with you. And you know, as I always say, you can connect with me. My email address is mywritingsinthesand@gmail.com. New listeners, go back and listen to our previous episodes. Get ready for all the greatness that we have coming ahead of us. And for my veteran listeners, I appreciate you rolling with me 150,000%. So thank you for connecting with me as well. And until we meet again. Obtain your peace. I almost said let's boost our social skills from my Listen and Learn podcast, but until we meet again, obtain your peace, okay? Keep your minds clear. Keep your thoughts clear. Keep your mind focused, and I will see you all again very soon. All the best to you. Bye-bye.